With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We're all healthy here. We made it to a Wednesday. Hour one, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Hawks roll the Bucks. Giannis injures his knee, undergoing an MRI this morning. If we get an update, we'll bring it to your attention. Suns Clippers, game six tonight. Canadians and the Lightning, game two, Stanley Cup Finals. Game four of the Eastern Conference Finals was a microcosm of the 2021 playoffs. We'll talk about that coming up. Phone calls always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. And, of course, our Twitter handle, at dpshow. We have a play of the day. We got a poll question, a couple of stats of the day as well. Great guest list. The great Marcus Johnson, the Bucks analyst, will join us coming up. Dominique Wilkins of the Atlanta Hawks, their Hall of Famer. And Roger Bennett, one of the Men in Blazers, co-host of Men in Blazers. England drops Germany in the Euros. And we'll talk to Roger Bennett about that coming up in a little bit here. Say good morning to our radio affiliates, numbering nearly 400 cities around the country, around the globe, and also our TV partner, Peacock. You can download the app. You can watch for free all 3 hours. We couldn't charge you for content like this, not on Peacock, but you can download the app and watch all 3 hours. Trae Young couldn't go last night because of an ankle injury, and you would have thought, all right, big advantage for the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Bucks were, I think, 9-point favorites in Atlanta. Well, Atlanta held the lead throughout the game. Then in the third quarter, under 8 minutes to go, Giannis went down with a hyperextended knee. The Hawks, that momentum continued. They ended up winning comfortably. And making predictions feels futile because the stars simply can't stay healthy this year. And some of this has to do with conditioning. We've talked about this before. I think James Harden and Anthony Davis, their injuries had to do with their lack of conditioning. But a lot of the other injuries that have happened, you know, Giannis last night, Trae Young stepping on an official's foot, even go back to LeBron injuring his ankle. We've had injuries. Kyrie Irving, his injury, you know, what had to do with conditioning and what is just a coincidence here? We've had bigger names here. And LeBron might have been right. It's the condensed schedule, quick turnaround after winning the championship. But whatever the reason, the injuries have affected every aspect of the postseason. Now, we hope that Trae Young and the Greek Freak are okay. They're able to play. I don't know if Giannis is going to be able to play. It looked really, really bad initially. He walked off on his own power, but I thought Reggie Miller made a great point when the Greek Freak is limping off, and you know, Marv Albert said, "Well, he's limping off on his own power," and then Reg said, "That's probably adrenaline right there." He did come back. He sat on the bench, which I thought was a great move, as if to say, "Hey, we can still do this. Like, sometimes when that star disappears and you keep waiting for him to come back, they knew that he wasn't going to be able to play, but he was there in the moment with them. And I think that while they didn't win, to me, I loved what I saw with the Greek Freak doing that. But, you know, we just have to settle for competitive games here. We may not see the best players. And I know that you're going to have people. We love to always attach an asterisk. Well, that team that won the title in 2021, that's an asterisk. It's just like the Lakers. Oh, they won in the bubble. That's an asterisk. You win. Trust me, if the Suns, the Bucks, the Hawks, the Clippers win the title, they're going to celebrate. You can kiss their asterisk. They don't care. They just want to win a championship here. This is, you know, attrition. Whoever is the healthiest is going to win the title. I've said it. I feel that way. We're seeing it unfold right in front of us. Whoever is the healthiest is probably going to win an NBA championship. That doesn't mean they're the best team. But this year, this was about health. Yes, McLovin.
This isn't an asterisk. It's an asteroid. It's just the whole thing's been blown up. This is going to be Hawks, Suns. Give me a. It's just so nuts, though. I'm not saying there's an asterisk, but is it? Could you have ever predicted this?
No, and I know that. Well, we did talk about that there would be injuries. I remember when we talked about the quick turnaround and soft tissue. I remember being told that. Hey, keep an eye on soft tissue injuries. It's not every day where somebody gives you a heads up and says, hey, you know, the quick turnaround, the thing to keep an eye on is soft tissue injuries. I go, all right, I'll keep an eye on that. And then what did we have? Soft tissue injuries with some of our stars here. This program is brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Let's hear from some of the combatants after last night. First of all, here is the sound. Here's the play-by-play. Bucks Radio Network when the Greek Freak went down.
Lou Williams, left side. He's 5 for 5 in the game. They switch with Middleton. Lou Williams, lob it to Capella, put it in. And Giannis is down. Giannis is down on the floor. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. A lot of contact on the alley-oop. Oh, looks like he landed on Capella's foot. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I just saw it again. Don't know what to say. Oh, my.
That's the Bucks Radio Network. Atlanta was up 8, 7 minutes, 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Lou Williams had the lob to Clint Capella. He slid behind Brooke Lopez in front of Giannis and then went up to challenge the attempt. Capella put it down, and then Greek Freak went out. After that, Drew Holiday hit a bucket to cut the Hawks' lead 62-54. Then Atlanta went on a 15-0 run to blow the game wide open. Lou Williams, who knew? Lou Williams, his first playoff start in his career. And he said he knew what he had to do. He had to step up tonight.
It's not a big adjustment. You just know your minutes is going to go up. The time of the games is going to be different. Other than that, you know, you just get ready to play a basketball game. You know, we got to be pros, and, you know, I know it's cliche to hear, but, you know, when a guy goes down, another guy got to step up. And so coach told me that I was gonna start in this place about an hour before the game, you know. So it was just for me, it was just, you know, just to lock in and know I was going to play more minutes than usual.
He knows what his role is. Shoot. Now he got an opportunity to shoot more and get in the starting lineup. First playoff start in his 87th career playoff game. That's the NBA's longest streak of playoff games without a start in 20 years.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Top. Sweet Lou loves his wings, and he loves to shoot. In that order. Of course he would end up in Atlanta, you know, after a run with the Clippers. Hey, where do you want to be traded? Atlanta. Well, what about Atlanta? You know I love the wings down there in Atlanta. All right. Let's see, McLovin, you got a poll question for me.
Yeah, let's get into it. Are NBA players softer than they were in the past? Are they playing harder and putting more stress on their body? Or neither of the above? It's just sort of bad luck this postseason.
I think it's bad luck. Now, are they softer? Well, what do you mean by softer?
I don't know. I think in the past, some guys with a knee injury who could walk around might be on the court in the playoffs, not looking at anybody in L.A.
Wow.
Chronic knee problem.
Taking a shot at Kawhi.
I have heard people say Jordan in that era would play injured.
I would settle for Kawhi being on the bench with the Clippers right now. And not even on the bench. Like, come on down. Join us. You might be able to help us. Hey, is there a matchup we can take advantage of? Hey, you know anything about this player? Is there anything you could help us? I mean, you're one of the great players. Come on down. Sit with us for a little while. I'd be satisfied with just that right now.
Kyrie never came back either. That was a little surprising.
I know. Is it team or is it a team of individuals? Do I think players now are softer? I don't want to say that. Do we ask them to do more? Now, there's obviously more load management, but when they're in the game, do they do more than players of a previous generation? Is that what we're getting down to, McLovin?
Well, actually, I didn't really mean softer. Part of the problem is that they're not playing as many minutes during the regular season, and they're in some way not conditioned for the stress of the playoffs. Like, really, the question is load management behind this because they're in worse shape in a weird way? Or not worse shape, but...
Wait, I thought everybody's got nutrition and trainers and health and, you know, they got all of those things at their fingertips. You're flying, private. You always got somebody there. Load management, you want to take a day off. You got the finest medical staff there to help you and diet, nutrition. I don't know if they're softer. I think they're pampered more. I think that's it. But you're talking about, a 100 or 150, $200 million investment. Whereas before, guys weren't making a lot of money. And they knew they had to continue to play or they could lose their job. And it's just different now. These guys are investments. They're their own corporation, and I understand that you have to take precautionary measures there. But do I think the players take advantage of this? Yes, they do. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, soft is not maybe the right word, but collectively, between the on-court selling of fouls, which feels soft is not the right word, but they sell fouls and appear less tough. They like when you get hit and you act like you've been shot, that doesn't help. But they're playing fewer minutes and fewer games than ever. There's nobody who plays over 3,000 minutes a season. There used to be players all over the league that played more than 3,000 minutes per season. Now, nobody does that. Literally nobody.
Yeah. But then they're looking at it that I could get one, two more years, and then I could get another contract here. I understand from the player's perspective, but if you're an owner and you're going to spend that kind of money, you want them to at least be in great shape. That's all you're asking. Show up in great shape. A lot of players in all sports used to show up to training camp to get in shape. Giannis is in shape. Trae Young's in shape. He just got injured. LeBron's in shape. Harden wasn't in shape. Anthony Davis was not. Joel Embiid, not. Kawhi, I think that's an injury that'll stay with him the rest of his career. He's always going to have a troublesome knee. Always. But for the most part, are they better conditioned? Are they better athletes? Yes. Are they pampered? Yes. Do they look for that loophole that says, hey, I might sit this one out, back end of a, two-game stretch here. Maybe I'll take this night off. Yeah, McLovin.
Trae Young is a bit different, but I've heard people say, Trae Young never would have lasted in the 80s. He's just a small guy, so I'm not shocked that he has, had some injury problems. He had his shoulder earlier. He's pretty small for this level.
Yeah, I know. Steve Nash survived.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas survived. I don't think you can go out there and you just maim somebody. Are you physical? Yes. Do I think Trae Young could still play? Yes, because he can shoot. But that doesn't make him soft.
No, he's not soft, but he's just so slight. Like, I feel like the intensity of the playoffs, like, if I was playing against him, wouldn't you come at him all the time?
I know, but can we said this about Steph Curry.
Like, yeah.
People sounded stupid because they go, well, who's he going to guard? Oh, he's not going to be able to hold up 82 games. If he looks like he's about 18. He still looks like he's about 18. And I think you look at him and you go, oh, how does that guy do it? All right. We've made that mistake, and then we made the mistake again with Trae Young. Who's he going to guard? He's not going to be able to withstand, you know. Okay, it's a different NBA, but still, we're taxing these players in a different way than we once did. You know, they're great athletes. I just think that there are a couple of these star players who just didn't show up in shape. And I think that's the bigger issue that I have with all of this. You want to have load management? I understand it. But at least be in shape. Yes, Eden.
It feels like we're trying to find a reason when there might not be one for all these injuries.
Yes.
You know, like, we're trying to, like, why are all of these people getting hurt? I don't know. It just might be a crappy year where there are a lot of injuries to superstar players, and it stinks. But that there might not be a rhyme or reason for it. It might just be bad luck. It might be an anomaly.
I think it's because of the names, the recognition here. There's injuries all the time, but we don't focus in on this. And I think because of the marquee players, and that will decide, or go a long way in deciding who wins an NBA championship this year. We'll take a break here. Marcus Johnson, by the way, great player, played at UCLA, won a national title, played with the Bucks, 5-time All-Star, and a sneaky great actor. He is in one of my favorite scenes. I don't like the movie, but I do love his cameo in this movie, White Men Can't Jump. So we'll talk to Marcus Johnson about the Bucks as they move forward. And this is going to come down to, can the Bucks, with their lineup without the Greek Freak, beat the Hawks without Trae Young? Do I expect Trae Young to play again? I do. Do I expect the Greek Freak? Probably not. Probably not the next game with that hyperextended knee. But we'll talk to Marcus. He'll join us coming up next. Your phone calls are welcome. 16 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. If you're an athlete like me, then listen up. Level Select CBD Sports Creams and Roll-Ons, the leader in CBD, help you recover, stay on top of your game. Ricky Fowler uses Level Select before and after every round. Carson Palmer, 15-year pro career, 7 surgeries. He uses Level Select every day so he can enjoy retirement, continue to keep up with his kids. Level Select products formulated with doctors contain high concentrations of CBD. You'll feel an immediate difference. I'm playing golf later today. I'll put it on before I go, and then I'll put it on after I play. You don't have to be a pro athlete to enjoy the safe, fast-acting, effective relief of Level Select CBD. They got a great offer going on right now. If you do a 10-minute walk or you run a 10K, Level Select can help you. It provides the relief you need. Go to levelselectcbd.com. Use the promo code DAN40. You get 40% off your entire order. 40%. levelselectcbd.com. And the promo code is DAN40. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, South Dakota. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Another big night for Shohei Ohtani. I have a suggestion for Major League Baseball. Hopefully they'll listen when it comes to Shohei Ohtani. Other vans stop short. Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond from their customization options. Cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go that extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. He was a champion at UCLA and, of course, five-time All-Star. He's also a great actor, which we'll get into that coming up in a moment. He's Marcus Johnson, the Bucks TV analyst for Fox Sports Milwaukee. Marcus, thanks for joining us. What did you think last night when you saw the Greek Freak go up to contest Clint Capela?
Well, good morning, Dan, first of all. You know, it reminded me of an injury that I had when I played with the Bucks. I got kicked trying to contest a jump shot by a player by the name of Paul Thompson of the Cleveland Cavaliers in the early 80s, and my knee hyperextended back like that, got locked. It was the most painful injury that I've ever had as a basketball player. But I went to the locker room. Jeff Snedeker, our great trainer in Milwaukee at the time, worked on it a bit. And I actually returned in the second half, and Don Nelson told me he thought I was going to be out for the year based on the reaction that I had. And so to see Giannis kind of loosen it up a little bit, walk on his own, was promising. But, you know, everybody started texting me right away, and it's kind of like, why does this always kind of happen to us? Why can't we never have good things in Milwaukee happen to us? But, you know, we got to wait and see what happens. I'm hopeful that, you know, if we can extend this thing to a seventh game, maybe he can get back. If not, you know, we'll see. We'll see what the MRI says today. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm not ruling him out right now until I hear definitively that he's got some kind of a tear or something that's going to prevent him from playing.
And it might come down to the supporting cast for the Bucks against the supporting cast for the Atlanta Hawks. And if that's the case, who has the advantage?
Man, that's a tough one because of this, Dan. And let me preface this by saying that I'm just really impressed with the job that these African-American coaches are doing in the playoffs between Ty Lue and Monty Williams. And then my guy, Nate McMillan. I was with him in Seattle You may recall with George Karl and the Sonics in the mid-90s, I used to always compare him to Sidney Poitier and call him Mr. Tibbs because he's got that quiet kind of elegance and dignity. But they call me Mr. Tibbs. But yeah. But Nate, you know, this whole thing, but connected like a fist, and you know, the calming influence, I think, is a big key for them. But more tangibly, Bogdanovich, the knee, speaking of knees, the knee is looking better. He looked really good, really mobile, especially his activity on defense. Herder, Kayvon, or whatever they're calling him, has been a real revelation. I've always liked it, but now he's kind of taking that step to the next level. And you go along with the other guys who are playing exceptional basketball for them. And then Cam Reddish. It's funny, Cam Reddish, I was talking to my son Chris, and he's like, Cam Reddish is the guy, he's the guy that all the young players kind of look up to. Anthony Edwards says that Cam Reddish is that dude. You know, I didn't know that. I know Cam Reddish had that kind of reputation kind of coming up in the AAU ranks. He looked good last night. So we've got enough. Chris Middleton, and here's the other point. Now, I don't want to get too long-winded, but you got a lot of guys, Kendrick Perkins, Steven Jackson, talking about Chris Middleton as the Batman and Giannis as the Robin. Now, Chris is our closer because he can shoot and shoot with the best of them down the stretch. Now we'll get a chance to see how truthful of an observation like that is. And that's not to put the pressure on Chris, because he did a great job when Giannis went down against Miami last year. He's done a great job this year when he's had to carry the load. We saw what he could do the game before last with the 20-point fourth quarter. But Chris is the kind of guy that can, under certain circumstances, carry you. But Giannis takes so much pressure off of him because of the gravity he creates. And so it's a symbiotic type of relationship between the two. So we'll see. We'll see how it pans out. We got enough to do it. The question is, mentally, will we be able to kind of quell this Hawk juggernaut, this momentum they built this last ball game? So we'll see. It'll be fascinating to see how it plays out either way.
You start to look at players in today's generation, and I know you and I would go, oh, I remember back in the 70s or 80s, and guys would play and they would have, you know, injuries. Like, there's load management here, but these guys are in the best shape. They got nutrition, they got trainers, they got private travel. So I'm trying to figure out, is it just a coincidence that we have these injuries here? If I have load management, then should we be having as many injuries as we have? And there's some you can't prevent. But I didn't think that Anthony Davis was in shape. I didn't think that James Harden was in shape this year. And you got load management. So what is the difference in generations, you know, with these guys and how they prepare and how you did, you know, back in the 70s or 80s?
Well, it's interesting because we worked harder. Like myself, for example, guys used to hate to work out with me because I work really hard, especially, I mean, leapfrogs with 25-pound weights behind my back. So now I'm paying the price. So now I've got all kinds of disc issues and hip issues and everything. You know, I was talking to Giannis probably 2 years ago, and I asked him about his off-season workouts. I mean, how much he ran, and did he run beaches and hills? And he's like, no, I just do a lot of defensive slides and I play a lot of basketball. And so he lifts a lot of weights and does a lot of cardio stuff in terms of the machines and equipment and that type of stuff too. But it's a different approach. But also, Dan, I mean, this was the quickest turnaround, you know, all this stuff, quickest turnaround in professional sports history from when the bubble season ended to when this season started. The condensed scheduling of the 72 games was as condensed as it's ever been. You're playing every other day. I mean, these guys, just their bodies aren't used to that kind of taxation on their skeletal system, if you will. And so I think a lot of that had to do with that. And so but my point is that it's a give and take. So yeah, I worked out hard, did a lot of unconventional crazy stuff, leaper machines and all this other crazy stuff we had back in the day, but I'm paying the price for it now. These guys will probably not have as many post-career issues, but this game of basketball, when you're out there 40 minutes a game, playoff intensity, doing the things that you're doing, I've always believed, case in point, with Giannis and Chris Middleton, when Coach Bud first got to Milwaukee, they were playing just over 30 minutes a game.
Yeah.
And my point was that when the playoffs get here, man, you're going to be playing 40 minutes a game. And so our people were like, well, we've got other ways to compensate for that without putting a lot of pressure in their skeletal system. And my thing has always been, man, you got to get out there and play. You can't manufacture anything that replicates playing on that hardwood, jumping, landing, coming up and down. It's not the jumping that gets you, somebody told me. It's like the landing, the constant landing and the pounding. And so it's just a different approach nowadays. And I think you're seeing some of the fallout from the quick turnaround that was necessitated, obviously, by the league needing to play a certain number of games to get paid. So everybody wants to get paid, so it was necessary.
He's Marcus Johnson, the Bucks TV analyst for Fox Sports Milwaukee, five-time NBA All-Star. Yeah, you start to wonder, you know, look at LeBron. He's got three extra seasons of playoff basketball in that body, which to do what he does and still be able to do that, I mean, that's freakish. That's crazy. I mean, it's not like Kareem or Wilt or some of these other players. Like, LeBron is bringing the ball up the floor. Like, he's, you know, it's a little bit different what we ask of LeBron than we do probably any other player in NBA history to be able to do it this long, this well, and he continues to do it. What do you think of LeBron?
I love LeBron. I'm my family, between myself, my sons, Chris, Josiah, who's the king of NBA Twitter right now. But no, we're big LeBron fans, and it's mainly because of a few things. I mean, just in terms of no scandal, no, you know, I mean, some comments on some issues or whatever that you could call into question. But in terms of how he has conducted himself, how he's given back to his community, the school that he built in Akron, all that, I mean, that's great stuff. But more tangibly, what is he, 15, 16 years in, and he's still playing at an MVP level. Still, and so I talked to Coach Wooden, interviewed Coach Wooden, myself, Chris, and Josiah for a piece I was doing about Coach Wooden. And we asked him about LeBron and Kobe, and this is going to get a lot of people upset, a lot of Kobe fans in Los Angeles in particular. But he felt like LeBron was more of his kind of a player because he was a pass-first team guy. And was not looking to bring a lot of attention to himself. Now, that's not absolutely true. But I've always been a big LeBron fan. And the fact that he's 15, 16 years in, 36 years old, whatever it is, the way he takes care of himself, just the persona that he exudes, whether you like him or not, in terms of some of the stances that he takes, he's taking stances. He's taking stances, and he's out there producing. And even more tangibly as a basketball player, he controls the game as well as anybody I've seen since Magic Johnson with the ball in his hands. And so to me, that's saying something. Magic's one of my all-time favorite guys I played against and guys that I like to watch play.
I mentioned that you got quite a resume of acting credits here. you have a scene in one of my I don't like the movie per se because I didn't think they were believable as basketball players, but I loved your scene in White Men Can't Jump. Like, I think I could take Wesley Snipe right now in hoops one-on-one. Woody looks like he had a little bit of game there, Marcus. But tell me how you got the role in White Men Can't Jump.
Well, we did a film for a student film project for the American Film Institute up in the hills of Pasadena late at night. Myself and Nigel McGill and Silk Kozar and all these actors. It was based on the life of Raymond Lewis, this great L.A. Legend, myth, just myth in terms of a basketball player. And so Silk Kozar was good friends with Ron Shelton, who wrote the movie, and they were casting for the part. And so Silk got me the audition. Now, they sent me the sides, the dialogue I had to use to read with Wesley Snipes. And I saw that there was a scene where my character pulled out a knife on Wesley Snipes. And so I'd seen a scene from a movie where this protagonist uses a razor blade, a straight razor. And so my dad was a barber. I went and got one of his razors and practiced kind of opening it up and with one hand. And so when it got to that part of the scene with Wesley, I did the whole thing and chased him around the audition room. And so Ron Shelton's like, "Hey, man, that's great, great, that's great. You got the part, but leave that friggin' blade at home next time. We got prop blades for that stuff. You're gonna kill somebody with that thing." And so I got the part like that. But the other thing, Dan, that's interesting is that character is based on a real life guy by the name of Reggie Harding. I wrote a screenplay, just finished it a couple of months ago, but just the research was fascinating. He was one of the first high school to pro guys.
Out of Detroit.
Out of Detroit, early 60s. But I talked to Dave Bing and Ray Scott, the coach of the year with the Pistons, was a teammate of his. But Reggie was challenging Wilt Chamberlain. You're not the big man. I'm the big man. I'm gonna kick you behind. This is during the course of a game. And so it's just fascinating that led me to doing some research on who this character really was. He was heroin addicted. He got shot and killed on the streets of Detroit at 30 years old. He just crossed paths with Satchel Paige, Goose Tatum, so many characters and so many great historical figures in sports. So
he comes into a convenience store. He's 7 feet tall.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, they go, Reggie. And then he makes it seem like, no, that's not me. And that's what your scene is.
That's what I see. And that's the first thing. One of the first stories you would hear as an NBA player was that story. But Reggie Harding in True Life had robbed that same store like 5 or 6 times. You know, he was robbing drug houses over and over again to get money, you know, and he'd go in with this mask on at 7 feet tall. I'm like, come on, Reggie. He's like, this ain't me. This ain't me. So that's the name of the screenplay. This ain't me. A tragic ending, but I had a lot of fun doing the movie and worked with a lot of great people. And you're right, Woody. So Woody and I, quick story, first time we played together, pickup basketball that just wanted us all to play at the Hollywood Rec Center. And so Woody called this bogus foul, Dan. So I'm like, come on, Woody, that was a bullcrap foul. So Woody's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Why would you impugn my integrity? Why would you impugn my integrity? I was like, Woody, first of all, I went to Crenshaw. I have no idea what it means. Number two, it was still a bullcrap foul. Just laughed, and we kind of bonded after that. But we had a ball, man. We had a ball doing that.
I talked to Rosie Perez recently, and she said – she went out to lunch with Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson, and she said they got stoned. And she said then they came back, and, Ron Shelton wanted to make, you know, you guys were getting ready to shoot. She said they were stoned. And I don't know how they were able to act, but they were stoned. And I said, were you? And she goes, no, I couldn't. I would have been so paranoid. But she said those guys were stoned through most of the movie.
Well, Woody had the rap party, the big cast rap party at his crib out in Malibu, where he had the big teepee in the backyard, a real regulation size official Indian teepee.
Of course.
Native American teepee, excuse me, my wife is Native American. I got to be careful about that. But he had the Native American teepee. And in the teepee, man, you go in there, you're not coming out the same person. Let me just put it that way. You're coming out a whole different dude when you after you leave out of that teepee. So, yeah, but we had a great time.
Woody had some good stuff.
The best.
Hey, great to talk to you as always. Hope you're well and the family. And thanks for getting up early with us.
Always a pleasure, man. Thank you.
That's Marcus Johnson. White Men Can't Jump. He was in Blue Chips, but he was in a lot of TV shows. L.A. Law, Boston Legal, Hanging with Mr. Cooper. He was also a wonderful player at UCLA. Smooth, smooth player. Number 54. Yeah, Paul.
It's such a great scene when he robs the store. You're like, Raymond, take that mask off, the guy behind the counter. That's not me.
Yeah, it was a famous story about this guy, Reggie Harding, who was a 7-footer in Detroit, and he would come in with a mask on, but he was 7 feet tall. And they'd go, come on, Reg. And that's not me. I'm not Reggie. I will take a break. Phone calls coming up. Settle on our poll question play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, You can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I don't know. Take over a minute to down a 2-liter. Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Check this out.
Oh, did he do it again?
He got another one! There is no containing this dude. Number 27. That one's hit well. And that one's gone again! He did it again! Get off me! Bring that fastball into my hands. Get off me!
Courtesy of Bally Sports West Television, Shohei Ohtani, 2 home runs. He's got 28 leading the majors, 13 home runs in June. Pretty incredible. You know, Kyle Schwarber's also been dominating as well as a leadoff hitter for the Nationals. But Shohei Ohtani is our play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, to their 5-star sales service financial support crew. Go that extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. This is what Major League Baseball should do. This is an exhibition. Make sure Shohei Ohtani gets to pitch in the All-Star game and, of course, gets to hit. Now, if it's one inning, that he pitches, he gets a couple plate appearances. You want to create something here. And it's an exhibition game, but this is good for the sport. We know that baseball's trying new things here. You want to make this a big deal, big splash, that he's going to pitch in an All-Star game, and he's also going to bat in the All-Star game. And I think it's only appropriate that, you know, he hits a couple of home runs at Yankee Stadium, you know, since he's trying to do what Babe Ruth is the last to do. But you got 28 home runs. We're not at the All-Star break yet. But if you're the commissioner, and I think Ohtani pitches tonight, but if there's a way that you can put him in the game as a pitcher as well as a hitter, I think that's a home run, pun intended. That's our play of the day. McLevin, poll question, what did we settle on?
Okay, I put up the question and worded it like this. Are NBA players today hurt more because they're playing less minutes during the season, because they're working harder on the court, or there is no reason, just luck? 57% say it's just luck. But then 40% say players are not ready because they're not playing as many minutes during the season.
I know that this is eons ago, but I think there was a season where Wilt Chamberlain played more than 48 minutes on average in a game because he played every minute of every game. And then he also played overtime. I think he might have averaged 50 minutes that season per game, if you throw in the overtime, because he played every minute of every game. Not that you're going to require somebody to do that, hope they're going to do that. Do I want you ready for the postseason? Yes. Is that the end game here? Yes. Winning a championship? Absolutely. But the owners are going to want their money back that they lost in the pandemic. Now you're going to get a push for, why don't we make it 68 games? Well, that's fine. Are the players then going to give back 20% of their salaries? And the answer is no. So can we stop with that silly suggestion? If the players are willing to give back, I'm sure the owners would say, we'll meet you halfway. But, hey, can you go back to 68 games so then we can load manage even more? You can go from 82 to 68. Players are still going to load manage. So now I'm going to get you for, what, 60 games? I'm getting you for 60 games now in an 82-game schedule. Why am I going to go back to 68 games? Yeah, Paul.
It's weird that we think, you know, the entire concept of load management is to keep you healthy, to keep you fresh. And there's people out there who think it's working the opposite. Marcus Johnson basically said the reason they're hurt is that they're not prepared to play more minutes, which is the opposite of what load management is supposed to do.
Yeah.
Direct opposite.
Yes. All right. I mentioned Kyle Schwarber. What's he got, like 16 homers in 18 games? Something crazy like that. And he's a leadoff hitter because of analytics. He doesn't look like your typical leadoff hitter. Most home runs by a leadoff hitter in a season. Trying to think who that might be. Brady Anderson led off for the Orioles, I believe, when he hit 50 home runs. Yes, he.
Ricky Henderson?
No, Ricky, I never had the. He's the all-time. I don't. Is he the all-time home run leader for leadoff hitters? I know he's the all-time leader in first inning home runs as a leadoff hitter, but I think it might be Brady Anderson who hit 50 in that one year, that one magical season. Yes, Paul.
Ricky Henderson has the career record for home runs by a leadoff hitter at 81.
No, that's leading off a game.
Right.
Yeah, but not
talking
career.
For a season, yeah.
No, not for a career.
Yeah.
Like the most home runs a leadoff hitter has ever hit in a season is what? Yeah, McLovin.
Reaching out to stats as we speak because it's not an easily Googleable search for some reason.
Really?
Well, I'm having trouble finding it, yeah.
Yes, Don.
I see something that just covers through 2018 that says Alfonso Soriano in 2003 with the Yankees hit 13, and then Alfonso Soriano also tied for second with Brady Anderson, 12 homers in 2007 by Soriano, Brady Anderson at 12 for the Orioles in 96.
But is this not leading off a game?
Yeah, that's just leading off a game.
That's what I don't want. I want the number of home runs hit by a leadoff hitter for an entire season, not leading off the game. How about the first batter in your lineup the most home runs ever hit by that guy. Because I keep saying leadoff hitter, and yes, they did lead off with these home runs, and Ricky has the most home runs.
Hey, come on, guys. This should be easy to find.
Yeah, it's just the most home runs ever
we
hit.
We can't even get the sentence down correctly.
I know, that's true.
We should be able to find this, no problem. Come on.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
The problem is they keep throwing this darn stat at us, the most opening batter home runs.
Yeah, I know. That's what's okay.
It's annoying.
All right. Get a hold of Stats, Inc. and then tell them we don't want to lead off a game. It's the leadoff hitter in a game.
Yes. By team or by player?
By player. Stuff.
American League, National League?
No, any league. Any league.
Steroid era?
No, it doesn't matter.
Left-handed, right-handed?
Yeah. But I'm trying to think most home runs by a leadoff hitter.
Foreign-born, American-born.
Four-season. Oh. Yeah, four-season. Dead ball era?
Yeah. Lefty-righty.
Yeah. Jeremy in Texas. Hi, Jeremy. What do you have for me today?
Hey, how's it going, man? Question, do y'all think that injuries, because they're so prevalent now, actually plays in turn with load management? Like, let's say the injuries aren't as bad as everybody seems they might be, and they use it as load management. In Kawhi's case, you know, Kawhi's injury might not be as bad, but maybe Ty Lue's using him and waiting to see if they even make it to the final game to put him in then.
No, they can't wait. No, they can't wait, Jeremy. That if Ty Lue could get Kawhi in, he would use him. They have to win this next game, obviously. And if you're going to ever use Kawhi Leonard, this would be the time, and he's not going to be available. Yeah, Seton.
Not to belabor this point, but with what Todd was saying with Alfonso Soriano. It says Soriano went deep 38 times total and stole 35 bases in 2003.
No.
That's not what you're looking for.
No. Is that the all-time record for total home runs for an entire season for a leadoff hitter?
That's what I think they're saying. Who has the most leadoff home runs in a season? Alfonso Soriano with 38.
Okay. But Brady Anderson led off for the Orioles, didn't he?
Right. That's it's tied for second.
How many did Brady hit? I thought he hit
16.
He hit 50 home runs one year. Was he not leading off?
Crushed 50 taters.
Yes.
More than double.
Did he?
Yeah, I don't know. He did have 50 home runs. That's right.
Yeah.
That one year.
Yeah. All right, I'm confused. I'm confusing myself.
I've seen Ronald Acuna Jr., by the way, has a lot, hits leadoff a lot, has a lot in the season. But we're still researching. Don't write anything down.
Okay. First of all, did Brady Anderson hit 50 home runs as a leadoff hitter? If that's the case, then he would be the all-time leader. Yes, Paulie.
Brady Anderson was lower in the lineup. He was not a leadoff hitter. They said that year.
All right. Well, then, never mind. Then it's Alfonso Soriano is your winner. And what's he win? He wins a limerick from Todd Fritz coming up next hour.
Who doesn't want that?
Alfonso Soriano. One more item as we close out the first hour. I'm going to bring out the Epic Speed Driver later on this afternoon and put on a display. The Callaway Epic Speed Driver. That's the fastest Epic they have. Better players use the Epic Max LS. There's the Epic Max. They all have jailbreak speed frame. I don't know what that means, but I talked to my buddy Ethan at Callaway, and he says what it really means is you're going to keep more energy on the driver face, transfer that to the golf ball. More energy to the golf ball means more ball speed, which means you hit it further. That's as simple as I can make jailbreak speed frame sound. Pretty useful, right? Now, they have the best driver on tour. It's AI design structure that connects the top and bottom of the driver immediately behind the club face, enhancing the stability at impact. That's the jailbreak speed frame. Nobody else has this. Pick up one of these drivers and just take for a test drive. Their tour preferred combination of low spin, that's the Epic Max LS, or the Epic Speed. Check out the Epic family of drivers at CallawayGolf.com/Epic.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.